Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra Members Organization and the Fairfax Education Association, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining us today, we've got Sarah Carlin Smith. She's a healthcare reporter for Politico. Sarah, welcome back to the Union Edge.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You know, I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of everybody being covered by healthcare coverage. Look, I'm not saying that, you know, you get plastic surgery and, you know, you get all that. But, I mean, good, solid, proactive healthcare for everybody. Get it off the backs of employers. Put it, you know, into the public sector. And, you know, have, you know, private sector doctors and organizations doing the work, have the, you know, the government collect a little bit from you, a little bit from me, a little bit from employers all across the spectrum and get it done. But right now, working with the Affordable Care Act, despite all the rhetoric, it's actually not in a death spiral. It's not crashing and burning. And it's actually really, really popular with the vast majority of Americans.
Yeah, so there's some interesting data that's just starting to come out where we're seeing for the first time this year, insurers in the Obamacare markets are actually starting to look like they're going to be profitable. You know, we always knew this would kind of take some time, and now we're starting to see signs of that. The other thing that I think is really interesting and important to point out is there's a lot of headlines about how insurers are fleeing the Obamacare markets, and, you know, there are less insurers offering plans there than they have been, but it's notable that only 25,000 Obamacare customers live in communities where they're facing the prospect of having no insurer next year. So it's now, a very small percentage.
Right. And, you know, if you listen to some of the pundits that are out there, you know, it's not, I don't prefer the Affordable Care Act. I wish we were trying to do it another way. I've got an idea. Maybe perhaps we could do X, Y, and Z. It's, oh no, the Affordable Care Act's burning and people are dying and it's, there's nobody in my state that can get any kind of health care coverage because the Affordable Care Act is evil and Barack Obama was born in Kenya.
Yeah, so there's a lot of data, like I said, right now to show that the markets are doing okay. There's still problems, and I think even Democrats acknowledge there's some fixes or tweaks they'd like to make for the law. But to say that, you know, there's like a, you know, Obamacare is completely dead right now is probably a bit misleading.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I also agree wholeheartedly that there are some things that need to be done to fix it. And they should be done to fix it. And there are probably ways that we could save a couple of bucks too. And let's talk about that. And, you know, if you're telling me that the Affordable Care Act is too expensive, but we can't negotiate with drug companies because they wrote you a campaign contribution, no, we got to talk about something else. You know, or you shouldn't be in the conversation. If we're going to be serious about this, well, let's be serious about this. And let's work together and put some people on it. And I don't care if you rip the front cover off the act and put a cover page on it that says Trump care or Republican care. I don't care. As long as people get health care coverage, I'm good. But that's me.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see, you know, today the Senate just released a new version of their proposal. And so probably early next week we'll get another look from this, you know, nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office as to whether this proposal they now have, you know, whether it adds, whether it's going to be more people are getting health insurance coverage, whether that coverage is going to be more affordable for them, less affordable. So that'll be the next kind of key moment in this debate of, you know, whether the Republicans have a plan that will actually insure more people and does it give them insurance in a way that's meaningful where they can actually afford the coverage they need and whether they actually get that wide array of coverage you may need when you get sick.
Sarah, let me ask you a question. Have you seen the Mitch McConnell's version of healthcare yet?
So pretty much just came out very recently. I've sort of seen a summary, but we haven't kind of gotten to dig into all the details of how it works. So some of the changes they're looking to make, potentially adding in this like Ted Cruz, Mike Lee proposal that would let insurance companies offer non-Obamacare compliant plans, like these skimpier bare bone plans, as they're called, that would be
junk
attractive.
Bond plans.
Yeah.
And I only have one other question. When you opened it up, did it spontaneously burst into flames? No, okay. All right. So I'm just kidding. But Sarah, seriously, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it very much. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
Sure. So I definitely recommend following me on Twitter at Sarah Carlin, Sarah with an H, Carlin with a K, and also just go to politico.com to see all of our healthcare coverage today and throughout the next couple of weeks.
There you go. Now, just remember, when you read the plan, you know, kind of sit back a little bit just in case it does spontaneously. I'm just saying. Sarah, okay. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. If you include us at the Union Edge, we'll retweet it for you, okay?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Talk to you soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.